This is Plantorama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Last week, K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Harvey County, Scott Eckert, discussed some of the things that beginners need to know to grow a thriving garden. This week, he covers weed control and cool season and warm season crops.
If you have some common weeds, not perennial, but common weeds that are annuals that can easily be killed, you can always till those. That's a pretty effective way to get rid of the annuals. You have other weeds, though, that are very persistent. And I'm talking about bindweed and Bermuda grass. And everybody pretty well has probably heard of those because they're prevalent. And in our transition zone, they tend to grow very well here. So one of the things I found, I have observed about bindweed is it's supposed to be a warm season weed, but I have seen it in the cool months of March already popping up. It has extremely long root systems to them, and they are very bad for vegetable plants. And then Bermuda grass is a grass. It's a lawn grass, and in the right situation makes a really nice lawn. But in a garden, it's a weed, and it's an aggressive weed that grows very quickly. You know, you can try using tarps and heat from the sun. You may need to go to more extreme measures and use herbicides to get control of these weeds. So when you're starting a garden, you want to make sure you have control over these two weeds especially. And you may need to spend a season getting rid of these things. Your garden, you have your water situation solved. You have your location picked out. Now it's time to sketch the garden. And what you want to do is if this is a family garden, which most of our backyard gardens are, you are going to want to get all the kids involved if you have kids and your spouse or your family members and talk about what you want to grow and understand that everybody probably has a favorite vegetable. You want to, you know, make sure everybody's happy with the garden. That will help keep them involved. So the plan may need revisions, may need several revisions, but it will help you keep your mind fixed on the garden and make sure you have, or you can discover whether you have sufficient space to grow what you want to grow. And it's also a reference for years to come. It can be used as a guide to purchase your seeds and plants, transplants that you want to put in the garden. You also want to have labels included in the drawing to make sure you know where you're putting plants and you have each plot marked off. But plant labels are handy where you can put the date and the plant type on there. So you remember when you see plants start coming up, you're not guessing whether that's a cucumber or a watermelon or a cantaloupe. Warm and cool season vegetables. Warm season vegetables are not frost tolerant. They prefer soil temperatures of at least 55 degrees, if not warmer. Tomatoes, peppers, melons, squashes, sweet potatoes, corn, and beans are examples of warm season vegetables. Cool season vegetables that are the most tolerant will grow at soil temperatures as cold as 45 degrees and may tolerate hot soil temperatures. Lettuce, spinach, radishes, carrots, broccoli, cabbage, beets, those are all considered cool season. Some of those are coal crops, C-O-L-E, like your cabbages and broccoli and things like that. But we have two categories of vegetables, warm season and cool season. I get this call probably 5 or 6 times a year. And it's, when is the last freeze? When is the last freeze in the spring? And if you are looking at Southeast Kansas, their last freeze averages April 1st to April 5th. If you go up to St. Francis, Kansas in the Northwest, they're looking at May 5 to May 12. So quite a bit later for them. In my area in central Kansas, I usually tell people about the 20th of April, although many times I have been tricked by Mother Nature and I have been frozen out after May 1, probably 6 or 7 times since I've been here since 1999. So Mother Nature has her own mind and makes the rules.
That's K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Harvey County, Scott Eckert. For more information, his recent K-State Garden Hour webinar is available online. Plantorama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.